Things are getting really, really interesting in Lansing, and this is a huge day today for Governor Whitmer. She is asking for an extension of her emergency powers, and I just don't know that she's going to get that from the Republican legislature.
Oof, yeah, a lot of stuff happened yesterday. Where do I start here? This is a very powerful play, and one that I don't know is going to work out in the governor's favor, that being more or less, and I'm careful when I say this because I don't want to overgeneralize, but when asked about what gives her, what portions of Michigan law give her the broad emergency powers authority, and the question really wasn't answered, and it was almost sounded like a, you know, my authority is total kind of rhetoric.
How dare you ask me that?
that sounded very similar to something that Trump might have said at one point. Yeah. If you remember, he proclaimed total authority over the states and later walked that back. Basically, it sounds like the governor believes that she can continue acting no matter what the legislature does, but the legislature is saying, oh, no, we are looking at the more recent Emergency Powers Act that requires us to renew it, and you're not going to be allowed to just keep this open-ended. We want 1 or 2 weeks at a time. We want to come back to Lansing every 2 weeks and pass another one and pass another one, and we don't want anything kind of open-ended. Obviously, there's been a difference in opinion between the legislature and the governor's office going back to ever since she walked into the governor's office. However, I think yesterday really marked a strong power play by the governor, and some of the things done on the inside, you know, you don't want to see how laws or sausages are made.
Right.
And some of the things that happened yesterday with the governor's office kind of sending out to reporters in Lansing essentially screenshots of emails that were being discussed between the chief of staff for Senator Mike Shirkey and the governor's office. And this was kind of an all-out, it was the relationship with the legislature is zero at this point. There is no relationship with the legislature. This makes it way more likely now that maybe the governor is on the short list for vice president, because I can't see her continuing any sort of an agenda when the legislature has pretty much been shut out of everything.
Well, we know that she's on the short list, and we know that she's interested in it, because when she said that she wasn't interested in it, she also said that she would go along with the vetting process. Now, if you're not interested, if you're going to say no to Joe Biden, thanks, I'm flattered, but I have a job to do here in Michigan, you don't agree to the vetting process. You say, no, please don't vet me for this job because I will not accept it. She said, no, I don't want the job. Well, go ahead and vet me for it. We'll see.
Yeah.
So she's definitely interested in being Joe Biden's running mate. And she is on the very short list, probably top five, maybe top three, to take that position. So in that case, does her relationship with the Republican legislature matter? Probably not. But it's not helping things here in Michigan. There will be another protest. I had thought that it was going to be yesterday, but it looks like today.
There were some things yesterday. A couple protesters were dragged out of the state capitol, the gallery there. It was very small protest, just a few individuals, but there were some folks there.
Hey, by the way, we buried the lead here. We're going to be talking with Governor Whitmer coming up later on this morning, just before 8 o'clock. So 7:50 is when she's scheduled to call in. So we'll ask her about all these things, about her emergency powers. How important is it that the legislature renew those powers? And I think what's really been difficult is this perception of arbitrary. You can start to do construction next week, I'll sign the papers today, you can't go camping in a state park until June. It just seems a kind of scattershot, and I don't think it is. I think there probably is reasoning behind it, but we haven't seen it. We haven't seen the data that she's using.
And things are being lifted, but they're being lifted slowly. and at a slower rate than people were hoping for. Yeah. And I think that's what's causing it. Going back to yesterday, I think we're going to look at that press conference that was held yesterday. And maybe I'm reading too much into it, but yesterday's press conference sure seemed like a campaign for vice president. I think it really was. You saw shots being taken at the president directly, at the Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, shots being taken at him, you know, being called out for the comments that were made about letting states go bankrupt and talking about paid work, you know, time off and that sort of thing. I really think that this is going to be the platform. If Whitmer is on the ticket with Biden, these are some of the things that she's going to be calling for.
Yeah.
And
there are a lot of the things, by the way, that you're hearing Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, saying. You know, he says it one day, Governor Whitmer says it the next.
Yeah, true. But I don't think he's going anywhere. But no. I do think it's very likely that Whitmer, because you look at the things, and when this is all said and done, the whole fix the damn roads, mm-hmm. How is that ever going to happen now? I don't see any way that anything on roads is going to come out now. That relationship that was shaky with the legislature kind of yesterday, I think, was the final blow. And there is no relationship there anymore. So I don't see how you can continue on, or any of the things that were outlined in her State of the State, which seems like ancient history.
Right.
But I don't see how any of these things are going to happen now. And running for re-election might be challenging as governor. Mm-hmm. So I have to believe that that there are higher aspirations at this point.
Yeah, it's just interesting because a crisis of this magnitude could have united this nation and this state. It could have really brought people together. And in some regards, it has. We've seen the best of humankind in some ways. But politically, it has been so divisive. And it really doesn't have to be. This really could have been a uniting thing that would bring opposing parties together for a common cause, but it certainly has not happened in Michigan or in Washington, D.C., and it has been a very divisive period.
It has. It absolutely has, and I don't know that if we were looking at a Democratic president and a Republican governor in Michigan, we would be looking at the exact same thing,
no doubt.
But 180 degrees, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a shame, but we do get a chance to talk to the governor. She'll be joining us later on this morning on what's really a critical day for her leadership of this state, and we'll talk to her about some of those things, about getting the state reopened. And I said it yesterday, and I'll keep saying it. It was easy to shut down Michigan. Executive order, boom, schools are closed, restaurants are closed, everybody stay home and stay safe. That was pretty. I'm not saying that it's been easy on us as a people, but the act of doing it wasn't that difficult. Reopening, that's really tricky.
And I think the longer things stay closed, the harder it is to be re- If it was only a two-week shutdown, which I'm not advocating for either way if that should have happened or not, but let's just say it was 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. It would have been a lot easier to get things back up and go, even if it was a month. Now we're at 6, 8. I mean, getting close to
coming up on 2 months.
Yeah, 2 months now. So the longer that it goes down, the longer it's going to be to get it back up and going.
It's been very difficult for people trying to collect unemployment. The system has been bogged down, and that's just not a Michigan thing. I mean, no state's unemployment system was set up for the high rate of unemployment that we've seen so rapidly and so dramatically. But I will talk to the governor about all that stuff.